Deerfield Ingredients in Russell, Kansas is the largest domestic supplier of wheat protein in the United States, producing about 75 million pounds of wheat protein annually. That is more than half the domestic production, and the facility recently completed an expansion that increased production capacity by 50%. The compound also includes an ethanol plant, which means the plant takes in wheat and produces wheat protein, high-quality ethanol, and livestock feed. Brad Kelly, CEO of Purefield Ingredients, said, "By expanding our operations, Purefield is helping our customers address increasing consumer demand for high-protein, plant-based, and non-GMO foods. Wheat protein, also called vital wheat gluten, is an essential part of many food and pet products. Isolated from the bran and the starch, when added to a recipe, wheat protein provides a binding agent that helps an end product's elasticity. Wheat protein is also used as a binding agent in plant-based meat alternatives. About 40% of the wheat protein produced in Russell is destined for pet food as well." The two plants in Russell employ about 100 people, including grain inspectors, chemists, flour millers, procurement, merchandisers, and others. The plant is shut down 4 times a year for maintenance. Otherwise, the facility runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every incoming load is sourced from the western two-thirds of Kansas, is graded and inspected before a truck can unload. Samples must be grade 1 or grade 2, with a protein above 11.5% and a test weight of 58 pounds per bushel or above. If the sample does not meet the smell test, the grain inspector checks for odor from smut, fumigation, or other issues, or the inspector finds even a single live insect, the entire truck is rejected. Grain that passes then goes through the milling process. The resulting flour from the plant gets from the milling process is not as fine as one would buy at the store, but is the similar texture. To make the wheat protein, water and enzymes are added to make the flour into a dough. This process separates the wheat protein from the liquid. The watery starch is headed down the blacktop to the ethanol plant, where it is used as a primary feedstock to produce biofuels. This specific ethanol meets the standards for California's low carbon fuel standard, so the ethanol can be sent by rail as far as the West Coast, as well as sold regionally. The byproduct of the ethanol production results in a new type of distiller's grain that is sold to the local feedlots. Learn more about Purefield Ingredients at www.purefield.com. With Kansas Wheat, this is Mary Marsh.